May it please the Court. I don't anticipate taking all my time this morning. I'm going to be brief, and I know Ms. Marin has other commitments. What I'd like to focus on is the role Mr. Klimachek played in this software piracy scheme. And by the government's own version of the offense, this was a complicated scheme. It involved a lot of players. It was far-reaching. It was vast. They characterize it as highly organized and multidimensional. And it depended on some pretty big fish to get it up and running. It depended in the first instance on people within the software and the music and the film industry to basically steal this software and access it from within the industry. It also depended on people with a know-how in circumventing or defeating the copyright protections on these various software devices.
But Ms. Kister, I mean, I think the problem here might even be one just of interpretation of 3B1.2, because your effort and that of many people, and it's not completely illogical, is to see the idea of a minimal role as a purely comparative point. But there is some absolute content to that as well, as the guideline has been interpreted, meaning that if your role is significant enough, it doesn't really matter if other people had even more significant roles. And Mr. Klimachek was certainly skilled enough to build this computer with the 12 hard drives and manage it. And
yes.
But for the distribution function, the system wouldn't work.
But I think we do have to consider his role vis-a-vis others, although that's only one factor, and I agree with you, Your Honor. And I would say as an aside, the attorney below wasn't arguing for a minimal role. He was arguing for a minor one. And the way the guidelines themselves discuss and attempt to describe what a minor role is largely in relation to the other people in the scheme. They say it's not a minimal role, and this is not a minimal player, but it's somebody who has a lesser role than others.
No, I understand that, but it's still not a purely comparative point. You don't just sort of plot everybody's role and then give a sentencing discount to the people at the end of the spectrum. And the district court here found that Mr. Klimachek was playing a crucial role, I think was her word.
Yes, but I think what goes beneath the comparison and the relativity of his role versus others is the state of mind involved, what he was attempting to do, what he was intending to do, what his mens rea was. And I think in the larger scheme and even in comparison to others, he was a functionary. He did obviously have a role. His role was critical in that this was an internet operation, so they had to have an IT guy, and he was one of the IT guys, but he was one of many, many, from what I gather from the government's version of the offense, setting up only one server in a vast network that reached, according to the government, to Canada and to Sweden. I think if you look at that entire span and scope of activity and the offense itself, he's a pretty minor player. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kister. Ms. Marin.
May it please the Court, my name is Maureen Marin, and I represent the United States. The district court did not clearly err in finding that the defendant, Jerry Klimachek, was not entitled to a reduction in his guidelines range for being a minor participant in the copyright infringement scheme in this offense. Defendant Klimachek's own admissions in his plea declaration and in his plea colloquy established that he was, as the district court found him to be, a crucial part of the scheme. Defendant Klimachek admitted to setting up and connecting a server, an FTP server. He admitted to paying for that server over a period of time. By his own admission, he said he knew that the server contained at least $2,500 worth of copyright material, and he was aware of the copyright laws. He knew that he was distributing copyrighted material without the permission of the copyrighted holder. He admitted that he knew that that server was being accessed from sites around the world. And he admitted to uploading and downloading copyrighted material to the server in exchange for financial gain, in exchange for having access to the material on the server in the form of music and movies. It is a multidimensional scheme, as the parties agree. We do have people who steal in a wireless scheme, who steal the software, who crack the software. But a third piece of that scheme is the people who distribute the software. And that's the puzzle piece that Klimacek provided in the scheme as a distributor of the software. So the district court correctly found that he was crucial to the scheme. Without distributors, the copyrighted material can't be distributed at large. They're essential to the theft and the distribution of the stolen material.
Is the government's position that nobody in this scheme would ever be eligible for the minor participant discount? The only thing that I'm always interested in, whether it's somebody who's a street-level drug distributor, or whether it's somebody like Mr. Klimacek, who happens to run one of the many servers that people use for that final step, if they're not minor or minimal, then I'm not sure there is, in fact, anyone who would be eligible for it.
I'm not sure that there is. I would describe Mr. Klimacek as the average participant in the scheme. He is one of many distributors in the scheme. He's an integral to the scheme, but he does not possess the special skills required to either the access required to steal the copyrighted material in the first place or to crack it. For those reasons, the government, and for the reasons stated in the brief, the government respectfully requests that this court affirm the conviction and the sentence of the defendant.
Thank you very much. Anything further, Ms. Kister?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your willingness to take the appointment in this case and your assistance both to your client and the court. The case is taken under advisement.